and PJ podcast.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks to My Republic. Producer Alex, what mic are you on? You appearing on the podcast tonight?
Yeah. I'm just watching some police brutality on Facebook. So sorry to bring us all down.
Good to know. Good to know. He's all over it.
In America.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Anyway, uplifting. Fun show today, guys. Fun show.
It was a fun show.
What's wrong? You're still trying to shake DJ
we're
PJ.
We're having a party at yours tonight, Jace. PJ's not invited.
And Jace doesn't like my accent.
No. I like your accents. I don't like the PJ DJ game.
I know.
That's all.
It's right. We never have to play it again.
I love you. I love your accents. No, I just hate that game. That's all right.
This is real and unfiltered, guys, right now. She's about to cry.
It's all right.
Is it because that game's
good? Normally I'm good at accents and I just lost.
Oh, that's why.
And yeah, I lost my confidence.
You were really confident on Monday.
I think it's because he gave me shit on Monday and then I just lost confidence.
So he's a bully.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Come on. I love your accents. Just not on the air. All right.
You do an Aussie one.
Yeah, I know. I tried to do it.
See, it's half British. I'm not doing a party at my place tonight.
Yeah, you are. You've invited everyone around the office.
You told me to crash at yours. That's definitely a party.
No, it isn't.
Like, that's like crash at my mate.
It isn't a party. Basically, I was going to go and grab a beer with Aussie Romance, PJ's ex. And then Lou was like, oh, I could do a wine tonight. So I said, Aussie Romance, why don't you come over? I said to Alex, hey, why don't you come over? And then Cam was looking for something to do. And I said, why don't you come over?
Does Lou know that we're all coming over?
She does now. PJ and intern Deviant Davo. Just Deviant Davo. You guys both have things on tonight. You're going to dinners. So
yes.
Where are you going, Deviant? You got a date.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got a date?
No, I'm going out with my flatmate and her mum and her auntie.
Oh, this nice. Thing
it's a sexy date.
I was meant to have a beer with him tonight and he planned something.
No, we can still have a beer.
Oh, no. He's like, listen to him. He's slotting you in. We can still have a beer, but then I'm going on
a
date.
No, you said let's have a beer after the show.
Have you got any dates this weekend?
What?
I love hearing his deviant stories. Have you got any dates this weekend?
Come in.
Come on.
Heel.
I want to find him a guy.
Nah. You always want to find people someone.
Don't you think?
No. Like, yeah. I was meant to go on a date this morning, but... What? I slept in.
And you caught up with me instead.
Well, hang on. What?
Yeah, I caught up with Polly instead.
Date. A morning date?
Oh, we were catching up for coffee.
Do you want to have sex with him?
Yeah.
Do not go for coffee.
No, that's nice.
No, it isn't. No, no.
No, he's very mature. Like, he never texts me, never Facebooks me. He always calls me.
Good.
How old is he?
No, he's like younger than me.
Oh.
But he's really
sounded
mature.
Sounded like a daddy.
Sounded like he was 45.
He owns his own business.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not into the daddies. Be a bit richer.
Daddies.
My personal assistant today. I mean, not my personal.
What? You're what? What'd she say? What'd she say?
My personal assistant.
How rich are you?
Trainer.
How fucking rich are you?
Trainer.
I'll tell you what, for a rich chick, you should be going to accent classes.
Trainer. Screw you.
Tell me about your personal
assistant. Trainer.
What's her name?
Aaron.
Well, and you what? Your personal what?
Trainer.
Oh, you got a personal trainer as well.
No, like my gym guy. He heard your deviant story on the radio the other night about when you went home with that guy and it was his first time and nearly drove off the road.
Really?
Did he pick you up a coffee?
Do you hate we tell people how rich you are?
I'm not rich. You're richer than me.
We're not rich, mate.
You are.
So back to you, Deviant. Be careful with morning dates. AM dates don't...
One time I went on a lunch date.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
As long as you've got an exit point, you're fine.
No. But he wants to have sex with him. What I'm saying is...
Not on the first date.
It's
not
that the person that he takes out needs an exit point.
Yeah, I think if you go on a date... Ellie, the web girl's just walked in. Ellie, where do you sit on this? Yeah. David wants to sleep with this guy, but he's catching up for coffee with him in the mornings.
So he wants to sleep with the guy?
Yeah, but he's going for breakfast dates.
Oh, I think it's a nice place to start, though. Like, if you just want to sleep with him... You just sleep with them. But if you think
PM
quite
dates.
Cool.
PM dates mean romance. AM dates mean friends.
Yeah, but AM means but you maybe get I to know get the person first.
I'm trying a different tactic this time. No more grinder for me. You know? Just get to know him first.
God, it's very unlike you.
I had a question, but I've forgotten. Don't worry.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm glad.
Ellie, anything? Glad. Anything for the group?
Oh, no, really. Just great week.
Who pays at the coffee?
Oh, see, that's the thing with gay guys, is there's no expectation that either one pays.
That's good.
Really?
So you just split it.
Yeah. Did you just change your voice to say that?
Ring Sam. Get your phone.
So you just split it.
Get your phone. Really?
There's a lot going on here. This is
sorry,
crazy.
Sorry, continue. Sorry.
Did you know that?
You just split what? It, yeah.
Gay relationships, you just split the bill. No one gets offended.
Yeah.
Sometimes one person would take it, though, right?
Yeah, someone will the take
bell?
It.
No, I did not. The bell. Go call someone your assistant, mate. I know what you meant. I know what you
meant. You know
what I meant. Okay.
I usually...
Stop right there. Okay, so we've just sent Ellie out to grab her phone.
Oh, no, this is so awkward.
Ellie's been dating this guy called Sam for a month now, and Sam is still yet to post a photo of him and Ellie on his social.
Yeah, but he's all...
What, Paige?
He never posts like relationship stuff. Yeah. Right.
Hold on, Jace. Yep. He's not going to answer the block call. I reckon. We ring him off. Let me ring the hotline first, and then we'll merge the calls together.
So would he definitely not call?
He probably won't.
He's not going to pick up the block number.
I wouldn't pick up.
Steal it off Ellie's phone.
Okay, hang on.
Yep.
There you go.
I still think it's me. Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, it's calling.
I'm going to call hotline.
Hang on. We'll try.
He won't pick up, eh?
All right, you call the hotline.
Yeah.
So to be fair to Sam, he does have an audience.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's an influencer.
So yeah. I get it, but right. Also, fuck him.
Oh, God, I love her. All right, okay. So Alex has now called the hotline from Ellie's phone, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you ring Sam now on Ellie's phone and conference call us in.
It's going to look like...
Oops. It'll look like Ellie's calling.
Sammy with a love
heart.
Oh,
shut up.
Is that what it's like? This is good. Don't you think, Paige? You should have posted the phone.
No, okay. It's too soon.
I'll lose him in a second.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, Sam. It's Jason, PJ.
Oh, God. G'day, guys.
How are you?
This isn't my idea, Sam, by the way. Just see if
I... Oh, you throw me under the bus. What have I done?
Sam, we've got your partner, Ellie, here.
I can't even hear him.
All right, we'll get you some headphones. There's some headphones over there.
Let me shut the door.
Sam, I know you and Ellie have just clocked up a month together, correct?
Correct.
Can I say... I think you guys are an awesome couple. Paige and I always say it.
No, you are. You're a great couple.
Thank you, guys. That's
appreciate
nice.
It.
Very cute.
Sam, I have a question.
Yeah. I know.
I was just looking at your social, and give it a plug. Give it a plug.
Sam's Life. Yeah, Sam's Life, Facebook, like, subscribe, share, etc. Thank you very much.
Actually, you should be plugging us. You're doing better than us. I've got a question. At what point into a relationship will you post a couple photo?
That's a bloody good question, Jace.
Classic answer. Deflects it back.
A couple photo. I've got to be strategic about this.
Yeah, you
I've got a following online, and it is very. It's a younger demographic, not really sort of your age, Jace. But
it's on.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You'll have to speak up, Sam. So what you're saying is...
We're going to do a nice date, I think, at some point soon. And then once we have that nice date, it'll be like a pinnacle on the...
First off, isn't it?
Really weather, really, is it? No, but once we do something nice and cute, I think we're going to... we'll post something.
So would you say sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Sam, you go...
I'd like to think so.
You go at the pace you need to go.
Thanks, Peter.
If you know what I mean.
Well, is there any pointers? Actually, to be fair, I have not had a proper relationship and... a very long time, so I'm actually not too sure what the
That's fair enough. This is all new to him.
Yeah.
This
you know?
Yeah. Well, if you can get one up in the next hour, she'd appreciate it. All right, Sam, we'll speak to you soon. See you, buddy.
Bye, Sammy.
Awesome, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Sam. Bye.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
So I was just trawling the net today, and I came across a video clip from the Australian version of The Project. You know, the TV show at night time.
Original Project.
Yeah, the original Project. And... it was a clip of something that went down involving a couple of audience members. And at first you go, oh, that's really romantic. But then it's the afterthought that I want to discuss here. So what happened is the panel were wrapping up and they threw to a video recording, and it was a lady who was in the audience with her her partner.
Yeah.
And she'd recorded a video, which they played on the project. This is what she said.
Hi, Sunny. I know you're in the audience tonight with our two gorgeous boys. I love you, and I would like to ask you to marry me. and be my soulmate to the end of time.
So really romantic.
Cute.
Really romantic. Camera cuts back to him. And judging by the crowd reaction, he's obviously pretty shocked.
Wait.
No pressure, mate.
Yes.
What else can you say in that situation?
Exactly. This is my point.
If you really care for the person, you're not going to put them through that humiliation.
No way.
Like, that's broadcast across the whole of Australia.
But also you don't want to go, yes, and then they go, you're watching the project, and they go to the ad, and then they turn and go, look, I'm not really that keen, but I didn't want to do it to you on TV.
Like, what would you, if you actually didn't want to say yes.
You say it.
You still say it, and then afterwards you go, okay, look.
Yeah, obviously.
I can't do this.
Oh, we're caught up in the moment. Let's just see how it rolls out. Like, in that situation.
I wonder, no, he would have meant it. He looked like he meant it.
We don't know that.
He did.
We don't.
No, but also, if you're going to do that.
He could be miserable for the rest.
If you're going to be her and you're going to be in that position and you're going to do that live on TV, you would have to be 100% certain that they're going to say yes.
But not even marriage. Like, not even proposals. Like, even asking people out. Like, you know, you know, if someone walked in and asked, like, you know, someone out in a shop and it's in front of other people. Like, if that person was decent, they wouldn't. They wouldn't say no.
No.
It's going to crush the other person's heart.
Exactly.
I would like to know, were you asked out or proposed to in a situation where you couldn't say no? Has this happened to you?
Maybe you said yes and then later you had to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe you're living the lie right now.
Oh, no. You can stay anonymous.
We're on the big screen at the cricket. This is not...
You can't say no.
On a jumbo vision. That's
what's
a rule.
A jumbo vision?
Yeah, you know, like the big screens and stuff. They call jumbo visions in the States.
Australia.
If anyone ever says no on a jumbo vision, you know it's a PR stunt. I'm telling you now.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Have you been proposed to or asked out in a situation where you could not say no?
Hello, Danielle.
Hi there.
Okay, what was the sitch?
Oh, it was my mum. She's actually a Les Mills instructor down in Pukekohe, south of Auckland.
Yeah.
And her husband now proposed to her in front of the whole pump class, body pump class.
Oh.
So sort of like, yeah.
Hang on, was this just as the class was it about to start or was it afterwards when everyone was sweaty?
Yeah, just sort of like afterwards. She got a bit of a fright. Like, I mean, in that class, get kind of full. And yeah, it was just a little bit awkward, but I mean, obviously she's still with her husband.
Yeah, they're happy.
Yeah,
that's what they love. Oh, they love their job.
Yeah, oh, right. That's nice.
I know, but like, you know, I don't know if you
want to
be...
Do they both get the little mics that, like...
from the Madonna headsets.
Yeah. Here, honey, just put this on.
Emma, welcome to the show. What was the situation?
When I was with my ex, I always said to him that I never wanted to get married.
Right.
We go over to a friend's wedding in Samoa, and in front of everybody, he gets down on one knee, and I'm just like,
at the start, were you like, oh God, please be tying a shoelace?
Yeah, I was like, get up, what are you doing?
Have you dropped an hors d'oeuvre on the ground? Like, what? And at what point did he do it?
It was after the reception. Everyone was down on the beach, and he got one of his mates to play the guitar.
Oh, God!
Gee, it was just seriously.
So, Em, did you say yes, or did you just say I can't do it?
Oh, I kind of smiled at him and just went, mm-hmm, okay, yeah.
Oh, no!
No one
and
answers.
Everyone else was like, oh, congratulations, and I'm just like, whatever.
Who answers a proposal with a...
okay, cool.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared to go to Alicia.
These
Hello.
Are great.
Hello.
What was the situation for you?
We were in the middle of cuddle dancing.
Yep.
And then he just popped the question and says, oh, you want to marry me? It's like, are you serious?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, like...
You can't exactly...
No.
I mean, I suppose you could say no, but it's...
What are you going to do, roll over?
Gym, like, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that what people say? Like, it doesn't count if you say I love you for the first time when you're cuddle dancing, because it could be caught up in the moment.
Hang on. PJ saying that because she said it to her ex for the first time.
No.
He did. He said, I love your body, and you thought he said, I love you, Polly. And in the middle of it, you were like, I love you too, Michael. And the poor guy freaked out. I remember seeing him run down the hallway nude at the hotel
right,
going, I don't know what to do.
That's enough of this topic here. Love the ads.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Free Airtime Friday.
We've got 9 seconds for you to plug anything. Maybe you've got a market on, you've got a little stall at a market. Maybe you're in a band.
I thought you were going to say maybe you sell stalls for markets. Maybe your name's Mark. it.
All right, I'll wait 100 tiles in him.
Rules are simple, though. You know what Ross Boss is like? He's like, 9 seconds, and then we're going to cut you off. So, yeah, sporting team, you're flogging something on Trade Me, whatever it is.
Yeah, sport team. Maybe it's a final this weekend. Get in behind it.
Behind what?
The team. Obviously.
And this is right there why you do not go to sporting. Get behind it. What are we getting behind? I don't know.
The team.
All right, 0800 dials at M. Let's do it.
Hello, Brady, go.
If you feel like the best fish and chips in town, come down to see Car on the Bay and Mission Bay. If you mention ZM, you'll get a 10% discount.
Oh, what's the name of the
place?
What's
the
There's a couple of fish.
Yeah, I know. There's one out there.
There's a couple of fish and chips.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I can't remember what it's called.
There's like three. I don't want to say it because it could be the opposition.
Yeah, I know.
But there's like three of them. So just go into each one and say ZM and see if you get a discount.
Until you get a good price. All right, Emily, go.
Head to The Woman Who Does on Facebook for all of your nerdy apparel needs. Need a Deadpool blanket, a BB-8 blanket, a Pokeball blanket. The Woman Who Does.
What's a Deadpool blanket? Oh, like the...
Like the movie.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Cool.
Maybe you should get a PJ blanket. Giant mural of yourself. Imagine that when you have a guy over. Are you cold? Do you want a blanket? What? Oh, what have I done?
No, she's already got one.
Oh. I hate you. All right. Emma's been waiting. Go, Em.
Look up Morrinsville Theatre on Facebook, anywhere in the Waikato. Come and see our show, Alice in Wonderland, opening mid-July in Morrinsville. Morrinsville Little Theatre on Facebook.
Oh,
nice.
Spot on. 0800 dials ZM if you want to be a part of Free Airtime Friday.
Go, Stephen.
Hey, too cold in winter, too hot in summer. 0800 415 7236. Apple Appliances. Boom.
I like him. He got me.
I like how he paused, like he was acting it out. Yeah, that was great.
Hayley, go.
Thanks, Lotto, for the free $10. Woo, boom.
Thanks, ho.
Lotto.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to spend it on?
Oh, she hasn't thought about it.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. You know what I thought the other day?
What?
You know how we own the communal car?
Yeah.
I'm not sure legally whether this is allowed or whatever, but I thought, should we sell the communal car and get a heap of $1 scratchies and just see how much we get?
Well, we'd have to give them out to everyone because everyone contributed in the car.
Whatever we win in the scratchy,
we'd give away.
Put on a bar or something. Yeah. I know, it's just an idea. Is that legally allowed, Alex? Is that allowed? Like if we sold the communal car and bought $1 scratchies?
I'm not too sure about the lotto.
I love that tone of Alex's voice. It comes out way too often.
Yeah, I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay. Oh, we got one more. All right, before we go, we got one more Free Airtime Friday.
Go, Tay, go.
G'day, here again. My name's Daniel Buxton. Here at Big River Homes, we like to build big houses. Cheers.
Whereabouts are you?
Oh, man. Southland?
Bigger Homes? Was it Bigger Homes?
I don't know.
We build houses.
Yeah, big houses. That's all you need to know.
Big houses. Call me.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
ZM's Jason PJ.
It's been an exciting week. When we returned from holidays on Monday, Paige was saying all day, Jace, have I got a present for you?
I did. I wasn't lying.
And normally, I don't like surprises. I hate surprises.
You didn't like this surprise either.
But you, baby.
You made it like you like this one on the off occasion. No, you still didn't like this.
I'll give you that. I admit I wear a trucker hat, which is a little bit outdated.
Well, I mean, it's not only me that, you know, pulls you up on this. A lot of people who watch our videos say, oh, hey, Ash Ketchum from Pokemon, it's good to have you back.
You know what? It's because I've got a big, weird-shaped head.
I don't think you do.
I do, mate.
You've got a complex around your head.
I've put on several hats before and you guys have gone, keep looking. Remember when you and I went hat shopping that day and I put on some like R&B sort of hoodie hats and you're like, yeah, no, no.
No, that's because they had studs on them.
So you're saying not only did they not suit me, they don't suit anybody.
No.
Right, okay, so I need to stay away from stud hats.
Yeah. Right. Because they don't make you a stud.
Gotcha. So, there should be a label. Peach bought me a cheese cutter hat. What it is, it's like, think Justin Timberlake playing golf.
Yeah.
Or an 85-year-old chauffeur. And you get the
Maybe
idea.
Maybe more Seth Rogen playing golf.
Gotcha. The only thing is, it's size XXXXL. 4XL. Massive, massive. And surprisingly, it's too big for my melon. Now, you said I can't just throw it out and give it away to someone unless it fits them. Yesterday, we tried, one of our listeners, Big Head Tim, tried it on via Skype.
Yes.
Was too big.
Unfortunately, it didn't fit.
So, keeping in mind, you said to me, and I just want to clarify, you said to me, I am allowed to get rid of that, sorry, pass the hat on as long as I'm passing it on to a head that fits it.
Fits it perfectly.
Think Cinderella.
I don't want to waste this hat, and I'm at the end of the day, I'm not going to force you to wear it.
Gotcha. But think Cinderella,
yep.
Fat head, not foot.
Yes.
Right. I'm glad you said that because I myself am hosting an event.
Searching the nation for exceptionally large heads, Jason PJ's Big Hat High Tea.
I am hosting a royal high tea next week.
Since when do you like tea?
No, it's just, I love scones.
Okay, here we go.
And cream and jam. Anyway, I'm hosting a Big Head High Tea. It's going to take place at Stanford Plaza, one of Auckland's most prestigious central city five-star hotels. This place is so nice.
How did you get in there?
Well, that's the thing. They don't normally let people like me in. And They've gone, you know what, for a one-off, Jace, you can come in. Okay. It's amazing. So the Stanford Plaza Auckland are helping us out. We're going to set up like a giant high tea, scones tea, very royal.
Mm.
And here's what I'm imagining. I want to surround the table with big heads. And then we pass the hat around the table until we find a head it fits.
Do you know what you should do?
What?
I mean, I'm not organising this. You can still lead it, but they should have like a sorting hat chair. You know, in Hogwarts? Harry Potter?
Never watched it.
Oh, my God. You know how they sit down and then they put the hat on their head?
So what you're saying is just one particular chair where everyone takes
Correct.
Hands. Yeah, just say that. Yeah, cool. Okay. We can have a particular chair. We can have a hat chair. There you go.
Thank you.
Hogwarts hat chair, yep. Whatever the hell.
Love
that means. So here's my thing. I need fat heads of New Zealand. If you have a large head, I need to find a home for the hat. I need you to register. Go to zmonline.com, click on the Jason PJ page and register to come along to our Big Hat High Tea.
What defines a fat head? Is there above a certain measurement?
No, You know.
Okay.
It's one
like,
of those.
You mean you've been going through life and you have to
Trust
get an extra
me.
Special hat. Okay, cool.
You know. You know what I mean? So if you would like to be the new owner of the cheese cutter hat.
It's a cool hat, guys.
And I get to get rid of it. I desperately need big heads of New Zealand. So zmonline.com, click on the Jason PJ page and sign up for our Big Hat High Tea. Stanford Plaza, thank you very much for coming on board. One of Auckland's
most
prestigious central city five-star hotels. That is so true. Fat heads, start registering. The high tea happens next week.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I want to introduce you to a lad called Richard. Richard Ogilvie is his name. He's had a bit of an embarrassing moment recently. Mm. What happened was he decided to buy a rundown World War II boat 10 years ago.
That's an old boat.
He bought it with aspirations to refurbish it, make it seaworthy, and then sail to his heart's content.
That's something I've always wanted to do.
Really?
I've always wanted to do up a boat.
Really?
Yeah.
You should do that.
Yeah, I know. It seems like a lot of work.
There we go. Out the window, just like that. So back in 2013, he started working on it. He's 75 years of age.
Yeah, right.
And he's actually been, you know, working on this for 5 years straight, spending 8 hours a day doing things like ripping off the fiberglass deck, treating the wood, working on the engine.
It's a bit of work. See, I told you.
The moment finally came where good old Richie took the boat out to set sail.
Good on him.
Take it out on the water. What happened within minutes of the boat getting on the water was that the vessel sank. The vessel sunk.
Another reason why I'm not restoring a boat.
Did it sink or did it sunk? It's both.
Let's just say it's at the bottom of the ocean.
Poor Richie.
What happened?
All
did
this
he not?
Hard work,
did he just not just, do it, it right? Did he?
He said, obviously, I would have liked to.
Haven't got to that bit in the article.
Look, it doesn't exactly specify, but obviously there were a few holes in his refurbishment.
I've always thought, I don't know why, I remember just, this is a random thought, right, and I hadn't smoked anything or anything, I remember looking at a giant lake once and going, wouldn't it be great if you could just drain all the water out and see what's left? Like just see sharks and stuff flapping around on the ground and then just see any random stuff that's gone missing in the water.
From the ocean?
Yeah, like just drain it out and look out and just see what's sitting there.
You sure you weren't?
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I know it sounds like it was. No, it was just one of those random with... That's not helping. Do you see my point?
No, I know what...
So
I,
much random yeah, shit gets lost
mean.
In
no,
the ocean.
I do.
You just
sad.
Go for a walk, can't step over a shark. Oh, look, there's three mobiles. Like, you know what I mean?
I've dropped a barbecue in the ocean before.
What? Like a full barbecue?
How do you drop a barbecue in the ocean?
It was a boat barbecue.
Yeah,
it was
on the back. Yeah, right.
It was an expensive one as well. I was like lifting it around the side of the boat and into the drink.
Well, you deserve
it. You're right on the edge of it or something.
If you own a boat big enough for a barbecue, you can afford it.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't a very big boat. So, like, I kind of lost my footing because the boat was kind of going the other way because I'm a big boy.
Right now, I'm imagining you and your dad in a small tinny with a giant oversized Weber.
Like, yeah, exactly. It was pretty much like that.
Right, yeah.
He wasn't a happy man. The barbecue was worth more than the boat.
Lou did lose a mobile in the drink.
Did she ever get it back? She was, in the drink?
What? Not in her drink, just like that's a term, the ocean.
Oh.
Do you think she just dropped it in her cocktail?
I was like, kind of a topic here, mate.
Never to be seen again.
Why didn't she just pull it out of the cup?
Yeah. Oh, my good chat, Jason.
Oh, wait. 100. I don't know how you get through that. The Jason PJ Podcast. I don't know what's happened, but like every Friday they do like beers and pizza here at the radio station. I'm not sure.
It's still the same pizza.
No, someone's totally changed with the ordering process. Normally it was like pepperoni and all that sort of thing. Today I just picked up pumpkin and chicken.
Yum.
And there's vegetarian.
Yeah, no, you got me a vegetarian one, but then I ate the vegetarian one and it tastes like it had fish on it.
If I find out there's a vegan in management and they're stuffing up the pizza or... Anyway, back on track. Afternoon. Jason PJ, more important. First world problems here.
So we're taking your calls 0800-LZN. What did you drop in the ocean? This is after a guy overseas was working on a boat for 5 years, refurbishing it, and then when he took it out for a little swim, it unfortunately sunk.
I still love that producer Alex dropped a barbecue off the back of his dad's boat.
I don't know. Yeah, that's impressive. Someone texted and said, I dropped my suitcase in the ocean, FFS, putting it from a bigger boat onto the little dinghy and dropped it off the edge, lost everything on my trip to Waiheke Island.
Christina, how are you? There we go. I'll turn you on now. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, what have you lost in the ocean?
I have lost... My boat flipped over and I lost my car keys, my wallet with my money in it, my phone...
Were you okay?
Yeah. More importantly...
Yeah, the boat flipped over. Like, what happened?
Oh, we were basically kind of being eggs on the boat and we kind of sped up a bit and we kind of missed a turn off and our boat kind of flipped over.
You're okay.
Yes, we were all okay.
Brilliant.
We had life jackets on.
Right, good call.
Good girl.
Good call. I'm confused. What am I
you
missing?
You don't get the saying being eggs, do you?
No. What's that?
It's just like being a dick. Like it's like it just.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. All right, cool.
Oh, to be fair, I actually thought she meant we were being egged on.
Stinky egg.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Sorry.
Thanks for helping, Paige.
Hey, Lose.
Hi.
I thought she was out egging on the boat, so don't worry. We were both completely... I was like, we shouldn't be out there egging on the boats, mate.
I thought there was another boat egging them on.
Anyway, focus. Lucy, this is your moment. What did you lose in the ocean?
I have dentures, so I lost one of my false teeth into Lake Taupo.
Oh, did you get it back?
No.
Well, do you want to
still... they not float?
No. So...
Good.
So it was just one tooth, like it wasn't the whole...
Yeah, my front main tooth.
Look,
and
this is
over New Year's.
This is a massive long shot, but if you have walked around the lake and happened to pick...
I was actually donutting, so we were like in the middle of the lake going quite far.
I'm just going to put out a plea for you. If anyone has ever picked up a tooth in Lake Taupo, if you could get in contact.
Just one top tooth.
Right. Here we go. What?
By donutting, does she mean biscuiting?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, God. PJ thought you were sitting lakeside throwing your mouth into donuts.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Okay. A lot of pressure on today's poem.
This is the most nervous I've been because my job is actually online
now.
No.
Don't be dramatic. Every Friday, PJ wraps up the week with PJ's poem. All the big news stories that have happened. You write this so well. I love this segment. It's one of my favourites.
Thank you.
This week, there's a swear word in the poem.
Yeah, I was just going to beef it myself and that's fine.
I just think that's so, like, rather than you going beep, I thought we could do it live. So
it's like our old game, beep button roulette.
Exactly. I've got the beep button. So you're actually going to say the swear word and when you say it, I will turn off your mic, hit the beep button and flick your mic back on.
We've done a few rehearsals. You haven't nailed it every time.
I know, but hit and miss. Let's hope for a hit.
Okay, no matter what happens, I just keep going.
Whatever happens, keep going.
Sorry in advance.
Here we go.
Oh, no, I'm nervous.
It's the Ed Sheeran bit, isn't it? It's the Ed Sheeran, bit.
But you know, when I go Glastonbury, get ready, okay?
Okay, all right, okay, here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Serve up the weekend, babe.
Bring it home. Don't add anything, just state a time and I'll nail it. Here we go.
Man, oh man, oh man, okay, here goes the week in a wrap. Okay, let's do it, everybody. Pharrell showed us he's still not old. The feels vid dropped and I think I'm sold. Calvin, it's a banger and it's just the start. New album drops today with some brand new what? Lord's album topped the charts this week. Jamie Oliver said, babe, and people freaked. It's okay, guys, I'd say they're mates, but imagine if they had been on some dates. Julian Dennison has gone big time. Just Deadpool, two guys, a couple of dimes. I'll bet went through the Macca's drive-through, a Big Mac combo with some cheeseburgers too. We're back to the 90s on Tuesday night. Hanson's giggle here in sight. Yes, Imbop played and Where's the Love? They're all just so damn sexy, bruv. You may have seen on social some Glastonbury with a whole lot of vax and a bit of party. Ed Sheeran wrapped the whole thing up and got accused of lip-syncing. What the f***? A tourist in China broke a bracelet in store. 60K later, she's on the floor. I don't really blame her with a price that high. She fainted in store and she didn't buy. My job's not complete without saying one thing. We won something big and the nation did sing. Team NZ, you rocked that race. Congrats, you legends. Oh, what a pace. So have a good weekend and keep it real and be safe when driving behind the wheel.
Did I nail it? Did I nail it?
You nailed it.
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm sorry. I was like, nee!
I admit, I got distracted sending a text halfway through and I was
you
like...
You were already, like, getting ready around Hanson. I was getting nervous. I was like, Jace, you're early. You're early. Don't go now.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Searching the nation for exceptionally large heads. Jason PJ's Big Hat High Tea.
Afternoon, Jason PJ with you. Yes, we are hosting a Big Hat High Tea.
Things escalate so fast around here.
Funny you say that. I just rented myself a tux. Stanford Plaza, one of Auckland's most prestigious Central City five-star hotels. This place is the duck's nuts. Like, it's very nice.
I don't know if that's their official tagline. Maybe just, like, they're quite proper, so I don't say that.
They're great. Intern Deviant was like, give them a good plug. They're the ducks nuts of hotels. They're great.
Ducks nuts are not very, like, posh.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Why don't you say they are the creme de la creme.
Yeah, that was much more sophisticated. It sounded like you were choking. So we're hosting a Big Hat High Tea. PJ bought me this hat from London. It's XXXXL. I'm allowed to get rid of it and get it out of my life.
If
I can find the perfect head to suit it. So we're going to be broadcasting from the Stanford next week. We're hosting this full high tea. If you would like to join us and you have a massive head, register at zmonline.com and click on the Jason PJ page.
Hello, Campbell.
Oh, hey.
How big's your dome?
Oh, my dome. Pretty large.
So, mate, would you say, obviously, you think you've got a large head. That's why you've called up.
Yes.
Is it something you've noticed or more people say it to you?
Well, I'm trying to find a hat that fits me. Like, if you get a large hat, you expect it to fit your head.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can't. It's like a small.
So are there certain hats that, like, you can actually pull off and it looks all right? Because the only one I can do, mate, is a trucker hat.
I can't even do a trucker hat.
Yeah, right. Right.
So like it's called a snapback. And, like, you try to do it at the back and it's like, I can't even do it. It just had to, like, sit there loosely.
God, it must be big.
Are you tuning in right now?
You are a big boy, Campbell. all right, what about beanies? How do you go with beanies?
Beanies, oh, you can stretch them over.
Yeah beanies right. Are very flexible.
Well, why don't you get me a beanie from London? All right, Campbell.
Can you imagine you in a beanie?
You look like one of the robbers from Home Alone.
The tall, thin one?
He takes it off, there's no hair underneath.
It's definitely not the thin one.
All right, Campbell! All right, you and your melon want to come along to our Big Hat High Tea next week, mate?
Me and my melon. It's a head, it's not quite a melon.
Well, yes or no, champ?
Yes, of course.
Done, we'll see you then.
Hey, Good on you, Camby.
Okay. God, we're really going nicknames today, aren't we? All right, Big Hat IT, if you do have a big head and you would like to be the new owner of the cheese cutter hat PJ bought me from London, register at zmonline.com. I'll tell you what, anyone just rocking up at the Stanford Plaza next week to check in is going to walk in, see a giant long table, everyone in tuxedos with massive heads.
Brilliant.
The Jason PJ Podcast. The price is tight.
Danny, your little favourite.
Deal. Oh, it's a fun one to go on to the weekend with, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay, how this works is we are each about to take on a team member. Producer Alex will read out an item from a store.
Yes.
Could be any store in New Zealand. PJ and I have to guess the price. If we nail the price, the person we're playing for wins the item.
All right, first up we've got Rye joining us. A very happy Friday to you, Rye.
G'day.
Now, you actually get to choose what team you want to go on. So do you want to go with Team Jace or Team PJ?
I'll let her down gently, Rye.
I'll go Jay.
Oh, what?
Thank you. Good on you, Rye.
Have you ever won a game, Jace?
Today's the day, Alex.
I am the queen of this, Bo. You're onto a winner.
Awesome.
Good on you, buddy.
Mate, I got my fingers crossed and my toes.
Good boy.
All right, there we go. Okay, Rye, you just hang on there, mate, and get ready to collect your winnings, okay?
Sweet as.
All right, hopefully we're playing for the Maserati dealership today. Is that the store of choice, Alex?
Well, in theme with the America's Cup, we're playing at Burnsco Marine.
What's that?
It's a marine shop.
Cool.
All right. Item number one.
Item number one is the Burnsco Sea Anchor. Slow your boat or kayak down when drift fishing. Tough vinyl coated nylon.
Ooh. Okay, I'll go first. $545.
Ooh, what a silly move.
Lower.
Oh.
$23.
Higher.
$79.
Lower.
$30.
The price is tight.
Yeah!
It wasn't an anchor anyway.
There we go. Rye, drift anchor coming your way, mate.
I'll take it.
No worries. There
Enjoy
we go.
Enjoy that, Rye.
It's like a little parachute, isn't it, on a rope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yes, there you go.
No, they're metal.
It's a sea anchor.
No. It's a drift anchor. So this one is for when your boat's drifting.
So it flies.
No.
All right, next item.
Next item is the inclinometer. Would have been used on the America's Cup boats, actually. The inclinometer includes soft plastic tubes and a stainless steel ball and self-adhesive backing.
I've never even thought about buying one of these.
What is it?
It's an inclinometer, so it tells you, like, what degree your incline is.
Do you have to push it on and off? Like, is it electric?
No. It looks a bit like a standard...
Thermometer?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought he was saying recliner.
Me too.
And I was like, a recliner on the boat? I was like, that's my sort of boat. I'm going to say $14.
Higher.
Shut up.
Higher.
Yeah, I'm old. I need a recliner on the boat. I get it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, you know what? $25.
Lower.
$20.
Higher.
$23.
Lower.
$22.
The price is tight.
Yeah! Right, enjoy that, mate. There you go.
Bo, I got you, babe. Bo, I've got you.
Guess what, Bo? I want you to do it. Let him the hell go, to be honest.
Last item.
The price is tight.
Last item is the emergency wooden bung set. So when your bung's leaking, you get one of these wooden bung sets and plug it up.
It's going to get you this for Christmas.
There's nine of them.
There's nine of them.
You got lots of bungs.
There's nine bungs.
I was going to get you two packs.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
You'll go first,
okay.
Bungo.
So
solid wood.
Wood. Okay. Wood. $19.
Higher.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, don't act like you know how much a bung is.
Oh, mate. Wood to plug it is going to cost a lot more than that. $25.
Higher.
A lot more. $6. $40.
The price is tight. Oh!
Queen of the bung.
She knows her way around a wooden bung set.
Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Bo.
Bo, she's got you, man. She's got you.
Hey, I had my fingers and my toes crossed. They paid off.
Were you home with the goods?
Good on you, lads. Hey, just out of curiosity, do either of you two own a boat?
Nope. I'm getting one.
Right. I love that game so much.
That's the argument. He'll get home to the wife now and say, babe, I've got these bungs. Yeah. We've got to buy a boat.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I'm doing something for the first time. Sorry.
Was it talking on the radio?
I just ate chocolate.
Oh,
we got sent that new Cadbury stuff.
Mate. This is not a paid endorsement.
No, it's actually not.
Right, but Cadbury have like a chocolate and white chocolate.
Yeah, it's called caramel.
And it is unreal.
So I foolishly had some of that with a minute to go, and I don't know if you've ever tried to talk with chocolate in your mouth. It's not pretty.
Unprofessional.
I'm doing something for the first time tomorrow. And I is don't...
Is it prepping for Monday's show?
Don't be silly. I'm going to a baby shower.
Whoa. Wow. You're at that stage.
No, I'm not. No. It's actually...
You are.
No, I'm not.
Is this the first?
Yeah.
You're into
I'm that scared.
Have you done... I'm choking up for you.
Chocolate
Have
burp.
You done engagement parties and stuff?
One.
Yeah, so you're getting into that.
I'm not.
You are, mate.
I'm not.
I can tell you now. You're now
this is a friend's sister.
No. You're now ending the 21st
Mm-mm,
stage.
Don't tell me this.
You will never.
I'm in denial.
You won't. If you go to a 21st now, you look like a creep. From now on, you're moving into engagement.
I can still go to 21st.
No, you. I can too. But again, hello, creep. Exhibit A.
What if I fell in love with a 21-year-old?
Lust, not love. Yeah. From now on, you'll be like only able to go to engagements. 30th's the next.
No, they're not.
They are, mate. This is what it is.
3 years away.
This is what it is, Pete.
No, let me bask in my 26, nearly 27-year-old.
Can I just give you the hot tips? Just so you know, baby showers are not what you're used to. I know you're used to 21st parties where you just hook up with randoms and do shots. They don't do that at baby showers.
What do you do at baby showers?
I don't know. The girls normally go to it. Even Lou was like, I don't really want to go. You know what they do?
Is it like an afternoon tea sort of situation?
Yes. Sorry, Dale. It's not licensed. And because obviously...
Can you still make me out like I've got a problem?
No, but I'm just letting you know, don't rock up with a box of beers.
Okay.
Like the lady's pregnant, right, okay. She can't drink. So it's rude for you to slam rosé around.
Good. Okay. So it's more like a peppermint tea situation.
Yes.
I'm great with those sitches.
Yeah, I know. But then also normally...
Sandwich. I guess also like the dietary requirements, because when you're pregnant...
Yeah. There's no cold meats.
No cold meat.
That's gone.
No sushi.
No.
All right.
All the fun stuff's gone.
What do I take?
And then, here's the thing. You're going to do silly games. Like you'll have to...
Pin the tail on the donkey.
No. What? Why is there a donkey?
Have you never heard of pin the tail on the donkey?
Yeah, at a 5-year-old party, you're not doing that at a baby
right,
shower.
Pin the tail on the bump.
Please don't stab the bump with anything. Don't walk up with a pin or a tail and put it on the lady's bump. They would be offended by that.
I'm glad we had this chat.
So am I right now. Because I'm scared you'd walk in blindfolded, touch her belly and pin a tail to it and go, winner, do I get the free bottle of rosé?
Like,
you know what you'll do? You'll do games like you'll get a baby doll and then everyone will get a nappy and you'll open the doll and one nappy will have like a Snickers bar in it to resemble poo. And it'll be,
Okay, right. So it's getting ready for babies.
Yeah. You know, all PJ heard then was like, awesome, I hope I get that doll. It's a free Snickers bar.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Spy.co.nz.
Whoever is in charge of Kendall Jenner's PR has had a pretty interesting few months, to say the least. Of course, she was caught up in that very controversial Pepsi ad, then that festival that went completely under.
Oh, that's right.
And
I know.
Her and her sister, Kylie Jenner, have been forced to pull their latest clothing collection from sale after a massive backlash online. So they released these T-shirts and on the T-shirts were a number of famous faces. So,
right.
You know, what they did is they put their face, like actual Kendall and Kylie's faces were put on top of these iconic faces.
Like Tupac and stuff like that?
Tupac and Biggie, as well as bands including Metallica, The Doors and Kiss. So they were going for this vintage look.
Right.
However, it has not gone down well with a lot of people. These T-shirts were priced around $125, including Biggie Smalls' mother has actually slammed the designs online. And she said, the disrespect of these girls to not even reach out to me or anyone connected to the estate baffles me. She labelled the T-shirts disrespectful, disgusting and exploitation at its worst.
They've taken them off the shelves?
Yes, they have.
They've now tweeted out a hasty apology. Yep.
Announcing they'd be pulling the T-shirt line from sale immediately and making special apology to the families of the artists whose images they use.
Well, technically, isn't it Kris Jenner? She's the mum. She's the manager.
Well, you'd think so.
She's the one running the
What's
show,
What's she
mate?
Been up to lately?
She's the one running the show.
That is your spy. Rock, what you got with OGX Haircare, Beauty Pure and Simple.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.